Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, February 18th, and coming up in today's episode. As DMK protests center, AIDMK stages protest against the Tamil Nadu ruling government. Supreme Court relief for Ranveer Alabadia. Congress and Prashant Bhushan against CEC or Chief Election Commissioner appointment. Russia and USA meeting in Riyadh. First up, the DMK is protesting against the centre over National Education Policy 2020, a long-standing point of conflict between the Bharatiya Janata Party and Tamil Nadu along with several other South Indian states. Their protest comes as even AIDMK will be protesting against DMK in the state over recent cases of sexual offences against girls and women students on educational campuses. First, the AIDMK protest. The opposition has alleged the ruling DMK has failed the state and there is a sharp decline in law and order situation, especially when it comes to women's safety. They are protesting amid a, quote, disturbing trend of sexual assault and abuse in schools and colleges, unquote. However, DMK has denied these allegations and claimed that every case is booked and perpetrators are brought to justice, unlike survivors scared to give police complaint under the previous AIDMK regime. In the aftermath of multiple students' sexual assault, such as Anna University rape case, a four-year-old's sexual assault in school, and a gang sexual assault by class 11 boys on a minor schoolgirl, and many more cases in the last 6 months, the Tamil Nadu government released stringent guidelines for schools to check sexual offences such as registering educators on a list and revoking license in case of any wrongdoing. Back to the NEP protest by DMK. The main bone of contention remains inclusion of Hindi language, as well as DMK's allegation that the centre wants to demolish the democratic nature of educational institutions in the country by taking away a state's power to govern over its own educational institutions. The ruling DMK and its allies, including the Congress and left parties, will stage a massive protest in Chennai today to condemn the BJP-led central government for withholding funds from Tamil Nadu, particularly under the Samagra Shiksha scheme. The protest also follows remarks made by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, who said the centre would release funds only if Tamil Nadu fully adopted the National Education Policy 2020, including the three-language policy. In response to strong opposition against the NEP in Tamil Nadu, Mr. Pradhan dismissed it as politics, claiming the NEP does not impose Hindi but encourages multilingual education. He suggested that learning languages like Tamil, English and other Indian languages should not be an issue. Thousand Lights MLA and DMK Doctors Wing Secretary Dr. Ezilan Naganathan rejected Mr. Pradhan's remark, calling the NEP's creation politically motivated as it ignored Tamil Nadu's concerns. He announced the protest would be held in front of Chennai Collector's office this afternoon with several political leaders, including Minister Durai Murugan and the DMK President K. Veeramani joining the demonstration. Deputy CM Udayanidhi Stalin emphasized that Tamil Nadu would not accept the three-language policy and accused the centre of cruelty by withholding education funds. DMK MP M.M. Abdullah also responded to AIDMK's criticism regarding PM Shree's calls. The Supreme Court has stayed Assam FIR against YouTuber Ranveer Alabadia, effectively saving him from imminent arrest as of now. Additionally, no more FIRs will be filed regarding the joke he made during India's Got Latent show. But this does not mean this controversy or his issues are over. No further episodes of India's Got Latent will be published for the controversial show without the permission of the Supreme Court. Alabadia's case was presented by Abhinav Chandrachud, son of former Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud. While he successfully saved his client on an interim basis, the court has put several restrictions on Alabadia and the show India's Got Latent, where Alabadia made the so-called offensive joke, which took the entire nation by storm. However, the Supreme Court came down heavily against the social media personality for immoral content in his jokes. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Justice N. Koteshwar Singh heard Ranveer Alabadia's plea to club FIRs and seek anticipatory bail against possible arrest by Guwahati police. During the hearing, Abhinav Chandrachur raised serious concerns presented by his client. Mr. Alabadia had earlier this week posted on social media about his mother's safety, which was compromised due to repeated threats at a private medical practice. People outraged by his ill-thought jokes were allegedly going in disguised as patients, according to Mr. Alabadia. In the courtroom today, Advocate Chandrachur claimed his client was also threatened with acid attack. He also raised a social media post where 5 lakh rupees bounty was announced to anyone who cuts off Mr. Alabadia's tongue. In the last week, multiple social media posts have been made regarding Mr. Alabadia's joke and how he deserves either jail or physical attack, putting his security and safety at risk. When all these points were raised, Justice Kant said, as in the threatening post, language is still better than yours, regarding the bounty threat. Another exchange from the court happened this way. Mr. Chandrachur said that former Indian WWE wrestler, to which Justice Kant replied, wrestlers are the most innocent people when you interact with them. Then Mr. Chandrachur added, his mother is a doctor and people are threatening to attack her clinic. And Justice Kant dismissed it by saying then he should be ashamed, he being Mr. Alabadia. On the threat of acid attack, top court justice responded, you can make comments for cheap popularity, then other can also make threats for publicity. However, he condemned the threats. Later, the court also said Mr. Alabadia, who claimed death threats to his family and himself, could approach Maharashtra or Assam police for protection of life and liberty in case of threats. He was also told he would not be arrested by either Maharashtra or Assam cops as long as he cooperates with the investigation or on the basis of a third complaint filed in Jaipur. Mr. Alabadia was, however, told to deposit his passport with Mumbai police in Maharashtra's Thane and warned not to try and leave the country without prior permission of the court. Justice Kant grilled the lawyer as well as Mr. Alabadia over crossing of lines, immorality and perverse mind, and vulgar comments. Mr. Chandrachur maintained that he cannot put up a defense for morality. At the very beginning of the case, Justice Kant declared that the YouTuber, aka Beer Biceps Guy on Instagram, has something dirty in his mind and demanded to know why should the court entertain such a person. Quote, what embarrassment has he caused to his parents? We know now from where he has copied the question, there are certain societies where they warn who are not supposed to watch such programs, referring to age restrictions for TV programs. They maintain precautions, unquote. The court, however, acknowledged the issue of that threat, saying, we have a judicial system, we are bound by the rule of law. If there are threats, the law will take its course. We are not supporting it. I am sure the state will provide necessary protection, unquote. The Congress party has criticized the center's decision to appoint Gyanesh Kumar as the new chief election commissioner, describing it as a hasty move. Congress leaders believe the BJP-led government is trying to bypass the Supreme Court's upcoming review of the election panel that recommended his name. Rahul Gandhi, the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha and a member of the selecting panel, objected to the timing of the meeting that proposed Mr. Kumar's name. He also submitted an official dissent note during the meeting, which was held at the Prime Minister's office and attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Mr. Gandhi believed the appointment should have been delayed until the court delivers its decision. They argue that this undermines the Constitution and contradicts what the Supreme Court has highlighted in past rulings, the need for the CECs to be impartial in the electoral process, according to Congress. Meanwhile, Prashant Bhushan has also filed an appeal in the Supreme Court regarding the same. Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal expressed his concerns on social media, stating that the government should have waited until the Supreme Court hears the case on Wednesday, February 19th, before making the appointment. Mr. Venugopal also pointed that recent amendment to the law regarding the appointment of election commissioners removed the Chief Justice of India from the panel, which he believes raises questions about the fairness of the process. Meanwhile, lawyer Prashant Bhushan has urged the Supreme Court to urgently hear the case concerning the CEC appointment, calling it crucial for democracy. He argued that the centre had already made the appointment and the timing was suspicious, according to him, coming just before the court was set to hear the case. However, a bench of Justice Suryakant refused to immediately prioritise the case, though it assured Mr. Bhushan that the matter would be heard out of turn if there were no urgent matters. Mr. Bhushan and Congress leaders argued that the government's quick action shows an attempt to finalize the appointment before the Supreme Court can issue any orders on the issue. They say this behavior is a serious threat to the fairness of the electoral process. Congress once again highlighted concerns over their alleged fake voter lists, election schedules that allegedly favor the Bharatiya Janata Party, and their concerns about EVMs being tampered with, a fact that has been re-established multiple times in multiple tests that the EVMs cannot be tampered with. As top diplomats from Moscow and Washington meet in Saudi Arabia, it is expected that Russia-Ukraine peace talks would be among the top priorities and would likely leave out EU leaders from the negotiations. Unsurprisingly, even Ukraine has been left out from discussions regarding its own future. European Union leaders are evidently already concerned of being left out of this major development, should it happen, on their continent. Regarding the same, top leaders held an emergency meeting in Paris this week after US President Donald Trump announced a possible meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and suggested he would be ending the war. They were further worried, according to The Guardian, because of Trump's phone calls with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as well as Putin, which Trump suggested could end the war at his behest. Coming back to the Russia-US diplomatic meeting in Riyadh, the meeting is attended by US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and Russian officials including Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. In the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, which is nearing its third year, US has taken upon itself to be the savior which ends the war. Even as reportedly, both sides involved have tempered expectations, suggesting the discussions are unlikely to yield concrete results. The talks come in the wake of US President Donald Trump's discussions with the Russian president, with US Defense Chief reaffirming that Ukraine will not join NATO in the near future. During former US President Joe Biden's administration, Ukraine had applied to become a part of NATO in 2022, a move strongly opposed by Mr. Putin. But now during Trump's rule, who is known to be close to Putin, it seems like Ukraine will be backing out from the NATO membership application. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov explained that the discussions will primarily focus on restoring the US-Russian relations, with the possible talk of a Ukrainian resolution and organizing a future meeting between the two presidents. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky criticized the talks, accusing the US of trying to appease Putin and stressing that Ukraine would not accept any deal that endangered its own future. He emphasized the importance of US support in achieving a Ukrainian victory. Meanwhile, the conflict continues, with Russia making gains in the battlefield. Moscow's long-standing demand to reduce NATO's presence in Europe is also at the forefront, with the Kremlin pushing for the withdrawal of military alliance forces from former Soviet states. In addition to the Ukrainian discussions, Rubio is also addressing a controversial US proposal to relocate Palestinians from Gaza following Trump's suggestion to take over the Palestinian city. Saudi officials have been involved in the talks, highlighting the region's shifting alliances and growing role of Saudi Arabia in the international diplomacy, particularly as the kingdom maintains its neutral stance in the Ukraine conflict. Zelensky, speaking ahead of European talks in Paris, warned of Europe's weakening position without US security guarantees, while Russia's Lavrov questioned the utility of European involvement in Ukraine negotiations. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.